Good morning, Ritim. Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Tes. And we're learning Siman Lamed Zayin. Chayyim is talking about the halachos of Havdalah and Matzah Yom Tov. So he's pointing out that in general, the halachos of Havdalah and Matzah Yom Tov are similar to the halachos of Havdalah and Matzah Shabbos, with some exceptions. A person is not allowed to do malacha before Havdalah and Matzah Yom Tov, just like a person not allowed to do Havdalah before, not allowed to do malacha before Havdalah and Matzah Yom Tov. Saying Baruch HaMavdol, the Ben Kaddish Lechol, works to allow a malacha, like we saw before, similar to by Matzah Yom Tov. Malachas that one is permitted to do on Yom Tov, cooking, etc. So since one is allowed to do that on Yom Tov, a person is allowed to do that on Matzah Yom Tov before saying Baruch HaMavdol. So the need for Baruch HaMavdol and Matzah Yom Tov is only for malachas which were also to do on Yom Tov, that a person wants to do now on Matzah Yom Tov. So a person has to say Baruch HaMavdol, Ben Kodesh Lechol. Person wants to move a fire from one place to the other, which is mutar yom tov, a person can do so. Person wants to make a new fire, that would be yasser, without saying Baruch HaMavdol. Let's say a person forgot to say Havdalah, a new point. Person forgot to say Havdalah on Matzah Yom Tov, or was not able to say Havdalah on Matzah Yom Tov. To how long does one get to say the Havdalah? We know by Shabbos the person has to the end of the third day of the week, because the week is connected back to Shabbos. Yom Tov, on the other hand, the days of the week are not specifically connected to Shabbos. So how far does a person have? So the halacha the person has until the end of the day after Yom Tov, Yisr Chag. So if Yom Tov, last day Yom Tov is Tuesday. So Tuesday in the night, Tuesday evening, a person would say Havdalah. Person forgot to say Havdalah or was not able to say Havdalah. He has till Shkia on Wednesday afternoon to say Havdalah. After that, it's too late. Can't say Havdalah anymore. Let's say a person forgot Havdalah on Matzah Rosh Hashanah. So he has till the end of the following day. The following day is some Gedalia. So he's in a situation where he can't make Havdalah on some Gedalia because he can't drink the kais. Once some Gedalia is over, it's too late to say Havdalah. So what should he do? In the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos, he says that a person should be Mavdal on a kais and give the yayin from the kais to a katan to drink, and it compares it to a case where the lach is a person makes a bris milah. And Tisha B'Av, that's what we do. Then he brings from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman argues that maybe there's a difference, etc. But he seems to be come out that that's going to be his maskana, that that's the approach a person should use. Now the Chayyim continues and he says, V'yamtav shechav liyas b'matzi Shabbos, person inserts in the Shemar Esrei of Yom Tov, the case where Matzah Shabbos is Yom Tov. So he's making a dollar for Shabbos. So he has to insert that in his Shemar Esrei, and it's put in after the paragraph of Atover Chatonu, the beginning of the fourth bracha. First paragraph is Atover Chatanu, and then we add in Vater Dienu. Mim Shachach Ein Machzirnus. A person forgot to say Vater Dienu. We do not have the person go back. Similar to the insertion of Atochen Chatanu, the person forgot it. We do not make him go back because he one relies on Havdalah the saying of the Kais to approximate that need. We already spoke about the Nair on Matzis Shabbos, which falls out of the Yom Tov. That the person forgot to say Havdalah in conjunction with the Kiddush, so he has to say Havdalah, take a kais, and say Havdalah on the kais, without saying if he had planned to continue to drink during the meal. See, there's no need for a new Brei Piyak often. But a person does need to do Havdalah at that point in time. The halachas of Havdalah by Matzah Yom Kippur need to be clarified as well, but we will do that when we learn Hilchos Yom Kippur, and meanwhile, have a good day. So looking forward to tomorrow starting the cloud tests.